The Bakerette was not designed for kids, but over the past few years, the number of children who are being involuntarily committed has increased. State data shows schools make up a quarter of all referrals, and kids with certain disabilities, they're becoming increasingly ensnared, despite language in state law meant to keep them out of the mental health system. The second part of this series looks at why children with emotional and developmental disabilities are more likely to be committed or sent for an involuntary psychiatric exam. I'm Lynn Hatter. Nadia King's class at Duval County's Love Grove Elementary School was different from the others.
There was a combination of, students, with, physical disabilities and emotional or behavioral disabilities, rather.
That's her mother, Martina Falk. Then 6-year-old Nadia was Bakerette'd earlier this year after throwing a fit, tossing things. A police report says she was attacking teachers trying to run out of the school. Nadia has a developmental disability along with ADHD. Her teachers knew this. It's why she was in a separate class alongside other special needs children, and why her mother had an agreement with teachers and school officials on how she should be taught. Her mom chose Love Grove Elementary because the school had experience with special needs kids.
It's been a struggle to find the right school, I would say, for her. Whether private or public, I've definitely researched and tried out some things. And then we stumbled across Love Grove Elementary.
The Duval County School District declined to be interviewed for this story. State law says students with developmental disabilities shouldn't be Bakerette'd, and Nadia's global developmental delay falls into that category. But ADHD does not. Disability Rights Florida attorney Ann Siegel says Nadia's story is tragically common.
Yes, we have students who have developmental disabilities or neurological disabilities, and they're being Bakerette'd for manifestations of their disability.
In Nadia's case, her developmental disability wasn't enough to protect her. That's because there's a caveat. The law says children can be Bakerette'd for other reasons, even if they have a developmental disability. If children have another condition, like ADHD, or if they're a threat to themselves or others, they can be committed. Disability Rights Florida is working on a report about the number of kids with disabilities who've been Bakerette'd over the years, many like Nadia. Siegel says throwing a tantrum does not amount to being a threat to oneself or others.
Oftentimes when you go back and you look at why the student had that incident, whether it was a meltdown or not, you'll find that the student has these triggering events that the school was well aware of.
An internet search reveals pages of articles about children with disabilities ending up in mental health facilities. It's the job of law enforcement to transport people who've been Bakerette'd. Siegel says sometimes those officers may not have all the facts.
So they come at a child with a snapshot of their life, and they make a determination of whether the student meets the criteria that they received in their training of being a threat to self and others. And sometimes what we're seeing in some of our cases, we're not even sure how they came to that situation because the child had already calmed down by the time the police officer arrived at the school.
A 2017 task force report on the Bakerette'ing of children found a third of them were unnecessary. Michael Shapiro has seen it all. The Gainesville psychiatrist is frustrated.
What you're really speaking to be honest, is stigma towards mental illness and the perception of whether people are choosing to feel, think, or behave the way they are.
He got so fed up with the system, he wrote an editorial in the Orlando Sentinel, calling on the state to make changes to what he describes as an ineffectual solution to a major problem.
But the law actually says you are not supposed to Bakerette somebody for a neurodevelopmental problem that really is not going to get better just by putting them in a hospital for 3 days.
Shapiro also heads the North Central Florida chapter of the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry. He says children are more susceptible to being involuntarily committed because they have few rights and even less agency.
And children have historically been viewed as people to be controlled and not necessarily people to be understood. And I think there's, we overemphasize controlling behavior and not understanding behavior and not understanding why the behavior happens or what a kid was thinking or feeling or why they think and feel that way.
He's called on the state to do away with its law that only law enforcement can transport people in a mental health crisis. And Siegel says if she had a magic wand and could change the system, it would be to move it from a reactive approach to something more proactive, catching issues before they become crises. To do that,
I really think that we need to invest more time, more resources, and more services into our youth. They're the future of our country, and we need to make sure that their needs are met so that they can go on and be productive and independent as they can be.
the state has invested more money into school mental health resources, expanding programs like telemedicine, and districts have partnered with mental health providers as well. Still, there are gaps, and children are slipping through them. It's all coming to a head in schools, which have become an intersection between education, health, child welfare, and policing. Mental health professionals, disability rights advocates, parents, and even school officials say something has to give. I'm Lynn Hatter. In part three of our series on the Baker Act, we explore the roles schools play in having children committed.